TDCOSMO. 7. Boxiness, diskiness in lensing galaxies, detectability and impact on $H_$0, by Lijn van de Vijver et al. In the context of gravitational lensing, the density profile of lensing galaxies is often considered to be perfectly elliptical. Potential angular structures are generally ignored, except to explain flux ratios anomalies. Surprisingly, the impact of azimuthal structures on extended images of the source has not been characterized, nor its impact on the H0 inference. We address this task by creating mock images of a point source embedded in an extended source, lensed by an elliptical galaxy on which multipolar components are added to emulate boxy, disky isodensity contours. Modeling such images with a density profile free of angular structure allow us to explore the detectability of image deformation induced by the multipoles in the residual frame. Multipole deformations are almost always detectable for our highest signal-to-noise mock data. However, the detectability depends on the lens ellipticity and Einstein radius, on the S/N of the data, and on the specific lens modeling strategy. Multipoles also introduce small changes to the time delays. We therefore quantify how undetected multipoles would impact H0 inference. When no multipoles are detected in the residuals, the impact on H0 for a given lens is in general less than a few kilometer per second, MPC, but in the worst case scenario, combining low S/N in the ring and large intrinsic boxiness, diskiness, the bias on H0 can reach 10 to 12 kilometers per second, MPC. If we now look at the inference on H0 from a population of lensing galaxies, having a distribution of multipoles representative of what is found in the light profile of elliptical galaxies, we then find a systematic bias on H0. This was TDCOSMO. 7. Boxiness, diskiness in lensing galaxies, detectability and impact on $H_$0, by Lijn van de Vijver et al.